This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the tawfiq, the success to be able to reach this month of Ramadan and be able to fast it. Most of you are aware of an individual called Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer who died just before the month of Ramadan. If we now look at some of the nusus, some of the texts from the Quran and the Sunnah, and how the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'at Tabi'in, they used to be when it came to the month of Ramadan, you will find that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed every single one of us to be breathing in the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy upon him, he didn't get the opportunity to fast this month. Brothers and sisters, the Salaf, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'at Tabi'in, they used to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla 6 months before the month of Ramadan. 6 months before the month of Ramadan, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, help us and give us the success to reach the month of Ramadan. Because they knew if they reach the month of Ramadan and they are able and they are given the tawfiq to fast, the reward is immense. Look at this hadith of Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu anhu. He mentioned, جَاءَ رَجُلَانِ إِلَى النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ فَأَسْلَمَا فِي وَقْتٍ وَاحِدٍ. Two men, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they embraced al-Islam at the same time. The first individual, كَانَ رَجُلًا مُجْتَهِدًا فَمَاتَ شَهِيدًا. He was someone that used to strive in the ibadah. He used to constantly do ibadat on a regular basis. And he died as a martyr. Brothers and sisters, to die as a martyr is not something that is basit. There's many ahadith telling us of the importance and the greatness this person will obtain in the Akhirah. لَوْنُهُ لَوْنُ دَمٍ وَرِيحُهُ رِيحَ مِسْكٍ. On Yawm al-Qiyamah he will come and the place where he was stabbed or where he was shot will come as the color of dam, of blood. And the smell will be the smell of musk. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also told us that this individual, he will not be tested in the grave. Every single person will be tested in the grave. He will be asked the questions, Imma na'im wa imma adab. Either he will get the bliss or he will get the adab. He will be seen or he will be shown the Jannah and likewise the Naar. The Shaheed, he doesn't go through that. Automatically, he will go. He doesn't go through the trial and tribulations that a normal person will go into. So we come to know now the immense reward of a Shaheed. So Talha ibn Ubaidillah radiallahu an, he saw in a dream that both of these people, the second person who lived 1 year after he died, he saw the second person being raised in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's being raised in Al-Jannah. So we asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after waking up, Ya Rasulullah, why is this individual being raised more than the other? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied back and he said, Alaysa hada qad makatha ba'dahu sana. Didn't this individual live after him an extra year? فَصَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَقَامَ فِيهِ. He fasted in the month of Ramadan and he also prayed in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because of this, there is a difference between the sama wal ard. There's a difference of between the heavens and the earth between these two. Just because the person he reached the month of Ramadan, he managed to fast, he was given the tawfiq to fast in the month of Ramadan. Do you think all these people, brothers and sisters, who died before the month of Ramadan, they ever thought that they won't be able to see the month of Ramadan? Wallahi yanbaghi alayna, it is required of us to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, sajda to shukr, to prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal in thanks. Because we might not get this opportunity again. And maybe because we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that if you thank me, I will increase you. Remember, brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jal, He doesn't need our thanking. He is not in need of us. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. Allah tells us, you are the ones that are in need. And on top of that, when we do actually thank Allah Azza wa Jal, He's telling us He's going to give us more. When is the last time from all the blessings that we have? Take this one away. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal. We prostrate to Allah Azza wa Jal in thanks. Brothers and sisters, some other point that I want to also point out today, inshallah ta'ala, and you find that many of our communities are addicted to it, it is football. Today, as most of you are aware, Euro 2016 is starting. And many people, you find, they find it very, very difficult to abstain from this. It's an addiction that many of us might have been afflicted with. One of the brothers, I was asking him yesterday in one of the masajid, and he told me that there's going to be 3 games on every single day. One at 2 o'clock, one at 5 and one at 8. That's basically the whole day of a person when he's fasting, where there's football games taking place. Remember, brothers and sisters, the individual who fasts the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to fast, and he engages himself in activities that are based upon the Quran and the Sunnah, and the individual who wastes his time, laysu sawa'a, they are not the same. A misconception that we might have, thinking that as long as we stay away from food and drink, and also intimacy, khalas, our fasting is absolutely wonderful, and we are all the same. Rather, when it comes to the ibadat, people are completely different. When Muhammad prays and when Jama' prays, they are completely different when it comes to their reward, depending on how they pray that prayer. And likewise with the fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the salat. Inna rajula la yansarifu min salatih fama kutiba lahu min salati illa 'ashruha aw tis'uha aw thumna ila nisfuha. A man, he leaves the prayer and he only comes out of the prayer with 10% of the reward. Some 20, some 30, ila 50. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the fasting. رُبَّ صَائِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِ إِلَّا الْجُوعُ الْعَطَشِ. Perhaps a person, he fasts and he gets nothing out of the fasting except hunger and thirst. There's more to it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us, لَيْسَ الصِّيَامُ مِنَ الْأَكْلِ وَالشُّرْبِ. Fasting is not only about food and drink. وَإِنَّمَا الصِّيَامُ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. Rather, siyam is also about staying away from obscenity and control and the false talk that we speak about. So we come to know, brothers and sisters, it's not just about us waking up and then sleeping, waking up for dhuhr and then going back to sleep, watching the game, and then going to sleep again and then waking up at 9:25. Wallahi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, people are completely different. We are not equal when it comes to the rewards. So a person now wasting his time. And brothers and sisters, wallahi, we contemplate on the issue. We are wasting so much time with watching shurur al-bariyah. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. The disbelievers, and most of these people who are playing football, are they? They're disbelievers. People who, when they score, he puts his hands up to Allah, he puts his hands up to them, and he has a shirt, I love Jesus. and all these other sha'air that we have, and we as Muslims, in the month of Ramadan, we might be wasting so much time. Brothers and sisters, some activities that I want to inshallah ta'ala mention, that inshallah ta'ala this month, we change, and we get the maximum and the optimum reward. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he mentioned, in a hadith that was narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah ta'ala, أنه كان أجود ما يكون في رمضان. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous when he came in the month of Ramadan. فيأتيه جبريل, and Jibreel used to come to him, فيدارس القرآن, he used to teach him the Quran. And then I came in the end of the narration, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, وكان أجود ما يكون من ريح المرسلة. He was more generous and more quick to pay sadaqah, to give from that which Allah Azza wa Jal gave him, than the blowing wind. We know how quickly the blowing wind comes. The fresh air when it comes through the room. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more quicker when it came to the month of Ramadan, when it came to giving and being generous. Brothers and sisters, we all know the state of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he would wake up and there's nothing in his house. So what does he do? He starts fasting. Why? Because there's no food inside his house. One time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the house. And he ran into Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and he said to him, مَنْ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَكْ? What is that which took you out of your house? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he replies and he says, مَا أَخْرَجْنِي إِلَّا الْجُوعِ? That which took me out of the house was nothing than hunger. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says, وَهَذَا الَّذِي أَخْرَجْنِي? And this is what took me out of the house. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brothers and sisters, he would leave the house, he would have nothing. Why am I mentioning this narration? Are we trying to encourage the people to be poor? The point that I'm mentioning this narration, brothers and sisters, even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so poor, he died, وَدِرْعَهُ مَرْهُونٌ عِنْدَ الْيَهُودِ. He died and his cloak was at a Yahudi. He left it as a ransom in order to maybe bring food for his family. And on top of that, when he came to the month of Ramadan, أجود ما يكون من ريح المرسلة. He was more generous and he was more ready and he was more quicker than the wind when he came to pay. Brothers and sisters, I don't think any of us sitting here today are going to find ourselves in the same position as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ. If our money runs out, we have something called job seekers allowance. Housing benefits, the government pays for our house, our ijar. We have all sorts of benefits they give us. Job seekers allowance, child tax credit, all these things that the government gives us. I don't think, wallahi, brothers and sisters, any of us are ever going to wake up and there's some and the kitchen is empty or the fridge is empty. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, this month, our brothers and sisters in Syria and other places, they don't have nothing to eat. Every year a YouTube video goes round. A Saudi sheikh, he was called by someone from Somalia. Oh sheikh, how do we break our fast if we have nothing to eat? We don't have anything to eat. How are we going to break our fast? And the sheikh starts crying. This is the kind of question that is being asked. How are we going to break our fast? We don't have anything. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, brothers and sisters, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ فِي أَخِيكَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. From the most beloved actions to Allah Azza wa Jal is happiness that you enter into your brother. تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبًا. If he has a problem, that you remove this problem. أَوْ تَخْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنًا. He has debt, you remove that debt from him. And the last thing that was mentioned, brothers and sisters, وَهَذَا هُوَ الشَّاهِدُ. أَوْ تَطْرُدُ عَنْهُ جُوعًا. Or you remove the hunger that he may have. Brothers and sisters, wallahi, they are suffering. You know, time and time again, people ask this question, how are we going to help these people? This is a great means to go and help them. Brothers and sisters, does it hurt to set up a standing order of maybe 2-3 pounds a month, £4 a month, £5 a month, or £10 a month, on a monthly basis, something that doesn't hurt the pockets, something that is not difficult upon us, and without us even realizing, this leaves our bank accounts and people are going to be fed with it. People are dying, brothers and sisters. وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Allah teaches us in this ayah something called what goes around comes around. And fear that if you were to leave behind weak offspring, imagine you left weak offspring, your children that you have today. Tomorrow you die, they have absolutely nothing and they are left abandoned. Maybe you could have helped people in the past. And because you actually helped people in the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after your kids. 2-3 pounds, we might think, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَدِيمٌ. You see it to be very, very small, but with Allah Azza wa Jalla, it's absolutely great. Something that doesn't have the pockets. Brothers and sisters, even though it is small, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, أَحَبُّ الدِّينِ لَاللَّهِ أَدْوَمَهُ وَإِنْ قَلَّ. From the most beloved actions to Allah Azza wa Jalla is that which is consistent. Someone can come and pay 10 pounds one time and he doesn't pay for the rest of the year. Which one is more beloved? That he comes and he pays 3 pounds every single month. But it happens consistently. And the Prophet told us, even if it is something that is small. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, on يوم القيامة people are going to be very very regretful. From the names of the آخرة is يوم الندامة, the day of regret. Allah tells us, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ, and remind them of the day of regret. Warn them. Allah Azza wa Jalla time and time again, He mentions in the Quran about those people. أَوْ تَقُولُ حِينَ تَرَى الْعَذَابِ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي كَرَّةٍ فَأَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. When they see the adab, they will say, if only we could go back. So we are from those that are good. And there's many ayat that have similar meaning to this ayah that we just mentioned. Specifically, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned an action. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, and spend from that which we gave you. Allah is telling you, spend from that which we gave you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِي أَحَدُكُمْ الْمَوْتِ, before death comes to you. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجْلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. If only you lengthen my time just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. So that I can pay charity, I can give sadaqah, and I can be from those who are righteous. Brothers and sisters, do not be from those who are regretful. To pay small amounts on a regular basis, wallahi, won't hurt us. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this ayah that I'm going to mention. مَنْ لَمْ يُنْفِقْ بَعْدَ هَذِي الْآيَةِ فَلْيَتَّهِمْ إِيمَانَهِ. Whoever doesn't spend after hearing this ayah, let this person suspect his iman. Let him suspect it. This ayah is, مَنْ الَّذِي يُخْرِضُ اللَّهُ قَرْضَ الْحَسَنَ فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ ضَعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is going to give a loan to Allah Azza wa Jal? Who is going to give a loan to Allah Azza wa Jal? فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ ضَعَافًا كَثِيرًا. And Allah Azza wa Jal will multiply it for him time and time again. Brothers and sisters, I'll give you an analogy. If someone gave you debt, today he gives you 100 pounds, you are in need, and then you pay it back. And then again you ask him another 100 pounds, and then you pay it back. And then time and time again, he's maybe done it 5 or 6 times. He's done it maybe 5 or 6 times. That one time he comes and asks you, wallahi, you're going to feel really, really embarrassed to say no to him. He's given this to me, he's given that to me, he's given it to me maybe 5, 6 times. Allah Azza wa Jalla told us, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, spend from that which we gave you. He's saying, who's going to give Allah Azza wa Jalla a loan? Who's going to give him a loan? Allah Azza wa Jalla doesn't need it. All that which Allah Azza wa Jalla gave you from a very young age, the food and the drink and the money, wallahi, we don't claim it, it's all from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And now you are asked to give a loan, and then you don't give that charity that Allah Azza initially gave to you. Ibn al-Qayyim says, let this person suspect his iman if he doesn't spend after this ayah. Brothers and sisters, let's make this a month where wallahi we don't leave this masjid except we have a changed mentality in how we are going to go and apply some of these nusus. Remember, brothers and sisters, wa'da Allah la yukhlif Allah wa'da. The promise of Allah, He does not fail in His promise. What does He tell you? وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَوْيُخْلِفُهُ. Never do you spend something except He replaces it with that which is better. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ. When a person gives, it doesn't decrease him in wealth. It might decrease in front of your eyes, but Allah Azza wa Jalla is always giving you more. It's always giving you more. That's why some of the salihin and some of our mashayikh used to say, at the time when he's becoming poor or his money's running out, maybe he's going to go and give charity. Why? Because of this hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ أَخْصِمُ بِهِنَّ. I swear by three things. And the thing that he mentioned was that when a person gives, it doesn't decrease him in wealth. These mashayikh, they knew that if they give, Allah doesn't fail in His promise and He's going to replace it with that which is better. He's going to get more. It's a means of getting your provision increased. Brothers and sisters, another thing that I want to mention, inshallah ta'ala. Something that just happened to me now. I personally thought that I wasn't going to make it for the khutbah today. My tom-tom said 12:45. Before I even left Leicester. My tyre punctured. And then there was traffic which I have never ever seen before. A road that I used to take every single day to the work that I used to work in, maybe a couple of years ago. Sometimes I would be late due to the traffic that was there. Today, brothers and sisters, wallahi, I thought I wasn't going to make it. I even thought, let me call the admin and ask him to get another khatib. I don't want the people to be waiting. It's very, very difficult on a Jum'ah to be late. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brothers and sisters, he told us, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. Three people Allah Azza wa Jal will reject their dua. The first one that he mentioned, Al-Imam Al-Adil, the just ruler. The second one that he mentioned, As-Sa'imi Hatta Yaftura, the individual who's fasting until he breaks it. So I started asking Allah Azza wa Jal, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, help me. I'm going to be late. Make me reach that place on time. I see a guy taking left, followed him. I ended up in a place which I've never been before. And Allah Azza wa Jal managed to take me onto the motorway and I reached there maybe 10 minutes before. And what did my tom-tom initially say? 12:45. I came at 12:35. Brothers and sisters, at dua we have so many problems. People are suffering financially. Our kids, they are on the shawari'. They are drug dealers. They are on the shawari'. They are on the roads. Day and night we are trying with them, but nothing's happening. An opportunity that we have this month that many people might not have. Today we are looking at Ramadan as if it is a burden coming our way. 19 hours. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How are we going to fast for 19 hours? Two points that I want to mention, inshallah ta'ala. A blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal gave us, and He may not have given the people maybe in Saudi or in the other country who are only fasting for 8 hours. Firstly, the ujur, the reward that a person gets. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, Al-ujur ala qadr al-mashaqqa. The reward is built upon the difficulty that a person he goes through. So the more difficulty you go through in a ibadah, the more reward a person is going to get. And the second opportunity that we have, that a lot of people don't, 19 hours to just ask Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever we might need. People only think at the time of the iftar, that's it. The Prophet told us, As-sa'im hatta yaftar. From the time you start fasting suhoor all the way to al-iftar, your dua is not being rejected. From all the difficulty that we have, whether it is health problems, whether it is financial problems, whether it is we want to get married. A lot of brothers, they always say we want to get married and they're struggling. This is your opportunity to ask Allah Azza wa Jal. And brothers and sisters, don't belittle the atah of Allah Azza wa Jal. Any place, any time, anyhow. Allah tells us, وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْضُورًا. The giving of your Lord is not restricted. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. It is not hard upon Allah Azza wa Jal. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَن يَقُلْ لَوْ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. If Allah wants something, He said, be and it becomes. So many issues that we have, that we're suffering from, whether it is internally or externally. Brothers and sisters, make this an opportunity that you constantly ask Allah Azza wa Jal for whatever you might need. Whatever you need in your life, this opportunity we might not ever get again. We find it very, very difficult to maybe fast outside of Ramadan.
we have this opportunity now. وَالْحُجَّةُ عَلَى مَنْ عَلِمْ. And the hujjah is upon the person that knows. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم ان عذابها كان غراما انها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واخر الصلاه.